Now that you've had time to look back at being a place kicker, and of course you've had many more years seasoned as a goalkeeper, what are some of the lessons you can share with the audience about that kind of pressure? Because most of us don't have pressure that's every single second, but we have our moments when we've got to do things right. What is the way you get ready for your game to be so consistent under any kind of pressure?
Well, the first thing you have to realize is exactly what you said. It's not like you're under constant pressure all the time. The kicking position is similar to goalkeeping, and you might stand around there for quite a while, and then all of a sudden, coach decides he's going to kick a field goal, or the other team decides they're going to come down the field, and now you've got to make a split-second decision, and you've got to make a play. And I think the hardest, from a goalkeeping standpoint, the games that are easier, the games that you're under siege, you know, you're getting out there. I guess it's just like if you're, you know, your team scores six touchdowns in a game, and you're going in to kick six extra points, and you feel groovy at the end of the game if you got to go and kick a winner. It's the game that, you know, you got to win 10-7, and you've got to go in and kick a field goal in the end of the game. That's really difficult. And same thing with goalkeeping. You know, there's that time in the game where you got to make a play. And I think the first thing is to understand that's going to happen. That one of these days, that's a possibility. And you never know when you go out there if it's going to be today or if it's going to be the next game. And you just have to assume all the time that today's that day.